Hey, everybody. Welcome to Riding with the Queen. It's been a while. I haven't been in the studio for about a month, so it's good to be back. Hope you guys are out there listening today and didn't give up on me. Today's show, we are featuring a band that has sold over 35 million albums. Hailing originally from Georgia, this band, in the 30 years they were together, have shared the stage with a huge list of greats, including ZZ Top, Motley Crue, The Grateful Dead, Jimmy Page, Oasis, Government Mule, Tom Petty, Tedeschi Trust and Band, and that's just to name a few. The band I am talking about is The Black Crowes. So let's talk about them today. Originally called Mr. Crow's Garden, named after Leonard Leslie Brooks' children's book, Johnny Crow's Garden, the band formed in 1984 under the influence of local pop bands like R.E.M. and other southern classic, you know, rock bands that were sort of, in the area, like R.E.M. doesn't really seem like a... I always felt weird saying it. R.E.M. was an influence on Black Crowes. It surprises me because I'm not a huge R.E.M. fan, but I do love Black Crowes. But eventually they did lean closer to the 70s era blues rock for their main sound. There were brothers, Chris and Rich Robinson, and they formed in high school a band when they were pretty much the main force behind the band, obviously, throughout all the years. They had so many line changes over their 30-year career. It's probably they needed an award for that one. Their first break was a demo deal through A&M Records, and throughout their career would follow up with 8 studio albums. This would be, though, the first one, the only recording they did in the whole full timeline of the band that Steve Gorman wasn't on the drums. For these recordings, they had a man named Jeff Sullivan, and he played the drums for this. They turned down a record deal from a label called Dong Gone. But then later in 1987, they met George Draculius, through A&M, and he opened their ears to bands like The Faces and Humble Pie, which really got the band excited. And then they began experimenting with like these open G tunings and Stone covers and signed on with them. And that's really where their sound started becoming the sound we know it to be. So before we get too far into the height of their career, let's spin some tunes. That really set them on the path to where they got there. Let's listen to a demo I found of the band before they called themselves the Black Crowes, and they were still called Mr. Crow's Garden. This song is called Servant Time. And then let's hear a track by The Faces and Humble Pie, first of all, because that's just awesome. And also since the introduction of those bands to them really took them in the direction they went. A tune by The Faces you've probably heard called Stay With Me. And then the band Humble Pie, whose original Faces singer Stave Merritt went to join, with a tune called 30 Days in the Hole. Here on 101.5 UMFM.
A brand new bottle of gin. He forgot an uncaring family. Didn't give much thought about his future. Didn't think about his life. Somewhere he had a kid that he never seen. And an underage wife. No, he wasn't anybody special. Wasn't a friend of mine. He was hiding behind a thin disguise. He was just serving time. Serving time. Hanging out, down and out around. He wasn't one to cry. Though he wasn't looking for trouble. Wasn't looking for a fight. He was hiding behind a thin disguise. He was just serving time.
bottles of sleeping pills on the table. Policeman shut his eyes. They thought they had just another John Doe. No more a waste of time. He was just serving time, serving time. We'll be right back.
starlight, Ted.
Thirty days in the hole.
Lord, have
mercy.
Oh, yeah.
Come on in, man. That's it. Yeah, right.
Hey guys, that was awesome. That was Humble Pie. That's one of, you know, you can really hear the influence into Black Rose from that track. Welcome to Riding with the Queen. If you're just tuning in, my name is Rami Mays. I am your humble host, and today we are looking at the career and music of the band The Black Rose. It was in 1990 that they first released their first studio album called Shake Your Money Maker. I remember that album well. I had it and I played it I had it on a cassette, of course, and I played it so often. It had some great hits on it. And one of the most famous was their cover of Otis Redding's Hard to Handle, which I totally remember loving as a teen, but I thought they wrote it until someone years later, like, then I heard, I think, the Grateful Dead doing it. And then I realized, okay, maybe this isn't an original. And then someone showed me Otis Redding's original version, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's super kick-ass. It was the band got an opening around that time touring with ZZ Top, but in good fashion. There were kind of some controversial moments there because the tour was sponsored by Miller Beer, from which they were actually fired in 1991 because Chris Robinson felt annoyed at the need for corporate sponsorship, and he says he didn't even like Miller Beer. So he'd make statements every night on the mic, making sure to tell the crowd that all those Miller signs had nothing to do with what they were doing and sort of negate the whole sponsor. And they'd been warned, but Chris continued to speak his mind and, yeah, inevitably kicked off the tour. It didn't seem to affect them, though, because not only did they do some of their own touring that year, they were also part of this huge annual concert called Monsters of Rock, and it happened every year. This time it was in the former Soviet Union, in which they got to share the bill with bands like Motley Crue, Metallica, and AC/DC, and so I don't think that leaving the Miller tour really hurt them too badly. In 1992, the band released their second album called The Southern Harmony and Musical Companion. It debuted at number one on the billboards, and the album had a bunch of hits, including the ones I remember liking a lot. The one I really liked actually was Remedy. I always really liked that song. Because of the prevalence of studio musician and former Allman Brother Chuck Leavell's piano and organ parts on the first release, the band decided to hire a permanent keyboardist of its own, Eddie Harsh, and he became a member of the group from then on. So now a six-piece band, they released another album in 94 called Amorica. And that's most notable for its controversial album cover. The original cover had an up-close shot of a woman's crotch in American flag bikini bottoms. But the controversial part is that there's, like, clearly pubes, like pubic hair poking out the top, if you will. And it was taken from a 1976 Hustler magazine. It's actually a really cool cover, but the alternate cover had the woman blocked out, like sort of blacked out, and you could just see the triangle of the bikini bottoms. So stores who wouldn't carry the first cover version at least had something they could sell as well. Not a bad idea. Push the limits and then just make sure there's a fallback for the people who are too square. Among the tour dates that Black Crowes had in support of Amorica, they only had one date actually with the Grateful Dead in Florida in 1995. And I mean, there's a lot of talk over the years of the Black Crowes and the Grateful Dead having this sort of union between them, but that was really surprisingly the only time the two bands played ever a show together. So let's follow up here with some music. Let's hear the opening track called Twice as Hard off their debut album. And as I mentioned on the same album, they cover Otis Redding. So let's spin the original version of Hard to Handle by Otis himself, which I totally adore. And then we'll just close up this short set of music with a song from the Black Crowes from their 1992 album. So listen in. Here we go. UMFM. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old loving and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Action speaks louder than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you place your ad with me? Boys will come a dime by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but 10 cent love. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want. Just come go home with me. I got some good old loving and I got better in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will come a dime by my loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, called mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around.
Yeah. At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
All right, thanks for joining us here on 101.5 UMFM. If you are just tuning in and just listening, new to my show maybe, it's called Riding with the Queen. I'm your host, Rami Mays. The show features a band every week where I arc their music career with sort of like a musical essay of sorts with songs and stories sort of weaved into the show. And today we're looking at the Black Crowes. And by now we're in about 1996 when the band released their next major studio album called Three Snakes and One Charm. They also recorded another album called Band, which was scrapped. I found a track, though, called Predictable that I think we'll spin in a bit here from those lost recordings that later resurfaced on an album called The Lost Crowes, which also has tunes from another album that was scrapped called Tall. So neither of those albums, Tall or Band, saw the light of day, but they did end up sort of using some of those tracks later and released this Lost Crowes album. So that's kind of cool. And at this point in their career, a major lineup change went down, and among the many lineup changes they had over the years, this one was pretty prominent. It was guitarist Mark Ford, who had been on all three past albums. He was fired from the band, actually, but all I could find in anywhere I looked about it was that it was just due to musical differences. So maybe there's more to the story that someone can fill me in on later on. But they replaced him with Audley Freed, formerly of the band Cry of Love, who we will hear in a moment. At one point, even Zeppelin's Jimmy Page did a couple shows as the Black Rose guitar player. And by the summer of 2000, the collaboration with Page led the Black Crowes to touring with The Who. So that kind of was a good move for them. Let's see here. The Black Crowes released another album called Lion in 2001. The band launched its support for the album with like a month-long tour of Brotherly Love with Oasis and Space Hog. I don't really know how I hear Oasis and Black Crowes playing together, but sure, whatever works. And so through the rest of 2001, they embarked on an extensive tour called the Listen Massive Tour, which spanned Europe, Japan, and the U.S. So let's just squeeze in another short set of music in here and come back in a little bit more to talk more about the Black Crowes before I have to skedaddle today. Let's hear a Crowes track from Three Snakes and One Charm called Let Me Share the Ride, and then a quick track from the band that Audley Freed was in before joining the Black Crowes, with a track called Peace Pipe from his band Cry of Love, here on 101.5 UMFM, Riding with the Queen.
Speed.
Slow.
The Black Crowes had pretty much dissolved by the beginning of 2002 with the departure of drummer Steve Gorman and an announcement that the band was taking a hiatus. So during that hiatus, Chris Robinson released albums called New Earth Mud in 2002 and This Magnificent Distance in 2004. And meanwhile, his brother Rich Robinson formed a short-lived band called Hookah Brown before releasing his own solo album called Paper in 2004. In 2005, the brothers got the band back together for reunion, and among their headlining touring, they also opened for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, which would be like the bucket list checkoff for me. It was hard to hold the band together at this point, though, and the lineups were still ever-changing. Like I said before, they really, like, some of the highest turnover of musicians in that band. A live album in 2006 called Live at the Roxy was released, and then the album War Paint in 2008. War Paint did really well for the band, actually, and they toured overseas for the first time in over a decade. And also, this is an interesting little fun fact, that in 2008... Black Crowes sued country singer Gretchen Wilson, saying that she infringed upon their copyright for the song Jealous Again, for her song that she had called Work Hard, Play Harder. So I had to go check this out, right? I went and checked it out, and yeah, that is a hard one to argue. She ripped the hell out of that one. It sounds like a complete ripoff to me. And not that my duty here is to only encourage good music to listen to, but... I don't want to encourage my listeners to go check out Gretchen Wilson, but if you do check out that song, you will totally agree. It sounds just like Jealous Again. In 2009, the Black Crowes released an album that they recorded at Levon Helm's Midnight Ramble in Woodstock, New York, which is somewhere I have the privilege of saying I've been as well. But again, that'll be another story for another time. But that album that they released is called Before the Frost, Until the Freeze. Between 2010 and 2013, the band released a couple more albums, namely Crowology and Wiser for the Time. They toured the globe headlining and finished the touring off in 2013 with Tedeschi Trucks Band. So that's a busy few years there. They were just pumping out albums and touring with great names and getting around the globe. After this, though, much not occurred for the band for 2 years. And though it was thought that the band was possibly on another hiatus, in 2015, Rich Robinson announced that the band was officially breaking up due to differences with his brother Chris. So I guess I just found a similarity with Oasis. Since the breakup, Chris Robinson and his band Chris Robinson Brotherhood and Rich Robinson continued on with a solo career as well, having a band called Magpie Salute, who a lot of people, when I told I was going to do the Black Crowes show, were strongly suggesting I check out, and I did. And some of the original Black Crowes members were in Magpie Salute as well. So though the original band is no more, there is still great music coming from the boys and still a lot to be heard in the future. So we have that look forward to. I really like the Black Crowes. I'm glad it just popped in my mind to do this show. They're almost like an underrated, forgotten band sometimes in sort of this blues rock genre that I love so much. Well, my hour is about up, so let's hear a couple solo project tunes from Chris and Rich from their first hiatus with tunes called Sunday Sound and Yesterday. And then because they recorded at Levon Helm's Woodstock Midnight Ramble, let's close up the show with a Levon Helm track from his Dirt Farmer album, and then sign off with that Black Crowes tune that Gretchen Wilson ripped off called Jealous Again. I hope you enjoyed the Black Crowes feature today. It's always truly an honor and a pleasure to bring you these interesting stories and musical journeys these bands have been taken. And ideally to present you with some awesome tunes to listen to that maybe you haven't heard or maybe you're just enjoying listening to. So I hope you tune in next Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. I do have a Jerry Lee Lewis tribute and a Charles Bradley tribute to work on. I don't know which one I'll do next week. But until then, thanks, guys. You've been riding with the Queen.
Town, but just like water on the ground. So we will find our way. Hallucination, nation. So we got
would like to dance with you. As the band plays on, I'd like to talk with you until dawn. We'll make a Sunday sound, is it both loud and clear? We'll make a Sunday sound that love's here. It's love's here. Compression is coming up for air. A minor complication to what it is you caught down there. But just like water on the ground, we will find a way. Well, I'd like to dance with you. As the band plays on, I'd like to talk with you till dawn. We'll make a Sunday sound, both loud and clear. We'll make a Sunday sound that love's here. It's love. Friendly, just to remain the apple of your eye. These days, well, I stay busy, 'cause making something out of nothing just ain't passing time. Sun. Your California traffic, I said, well, it just ain't no fun. But just like water on the ground, said we will find our way. Well, I'd like to dance with you as the band plays on. I'd like to talk with you until dawn. We'll make a Sunday sound, you're both loud and clear. We'll make a Sunday sound that love's here. So love's here.
No. was born on this mountain a long, long time ago. Before they knocked down the timber and stripped mine and all the coal. When you rose up in the morning, before it was daylight, you go down in that dark hole and come back up at night. I was born on this mountain. This mountain's my home. She holds me and she keeps me from a worry and a woe. Well, they took everything she gave. She gave her, now she's gone. But I'll die on this mountain. This mountain's my home. I was young on this mountain, but now